Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God. The incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. For the attitude of positiveness, of completeness that you provide to me every morning when you wake me up. The only substance is spirit, and mind, which is the function of God that awakens, that enlightens, is of the only substance that exists, which is spirit. Spirit is flawless. Spirit is pureness. Flawless is pureness, and pureness is flawless. For that reason, spirit, the only substance, is transparent. There is nothing that can prevent the only substance from being transparent, because by nature it is flawless. There is nothing that can interfere with the flawless nature of spirit. The pureness cannot be diluted, cannot be deflected, cannot be interfered with in any way. The innateness of the flawlessness of the only substance is permanent. It has never been any different. One's view must be based on looking through the spiritual lens, the lens of spirit. And then it can be easily seen that God is spirit, and that spirit is pureness and flawless. There is no substance that is any different, because spirit is the only substance that exists. It's the substance of everything. It's the substance of man's capacity to see, hear, feel, taste, or smell. Because every capacity is a spiritual sense. All capacity is in mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Therefore, it is not limited. Infinite means that there is no end. It is forever, without any limitation whatsoever. Life does not end, for life is infinite, life is eternal, because the substance of life is spirit. With spirit being flawless, there cannot be any obstruction. Mind is all action. So the activity of life is from mind. Everything about God is permanent. There is no time, no space with mind. Mind is unfathomable. Completely without limit. The capacity of man is beyond imagination. for it is complete. Because love is wholeness. Love is completeness. Love is the blueprint. It is the plan and design of all existence. So it is the plan and design of life. It is the plan and design of mind and spirit and soul and principle and truth and the plan and design of itself, love. And that plan and design is not absent of anything that is real. It's not absent of any perfection. There's not a single form of perfection that could be missing from the plan and design of love. Love is the lubricant of life. It is the facility which enables everything to work together. There is not a single quality of God that could be effective unless the plan and design of love is recognized as being omnipresent. Without love, nothing can work. With love, nothing can fail. Love supplies the pathway to victory in every endeavor. God is divine principle. And Mary Baker Eddy often uses the word divine principle with love, stating divine principle love. The love is the lubricant that makes it work. The principle is the structure and system. That provides the complete, absolutely uninterruptible balance. The substance of principle is spirit, as is everything else. All existence is spirit, the only substance that exists. And because of that, the system and structure of divine principle is permanent. It's a smooth operation. And with the substance of spirit being the only substance, and it being flawless, then divine principle operates flawlessly. It's always in operation. It is a universal law that can never be stopped or interfered with. Principle requires love. It's the same principle that Moses experienced with his staff or rod or walking stick that he was utilizing, and the magicians created the vision of a serpent. Obviously, it was only an optical illusion, a mesmeric belief, hypnotic suggestion. There was no serpent There can never be a serpent, for that is a representation of something unlike God. Moses originally tried to flee out of fear, but wisdom bade him to come back and handle the belief of error, the animal magnetism, the hypnotism, the mesmerism. That's a paraphrase from Mary Baker Eddy's statement about this incident. Every suggestion of evil, no matter what form, that tries to present itself must be faced. It must be recognized for the nothingness that it is, be exposed, which enables it to be eradicated. And it's stated that that handles 2/3 of the destruction by exposing the evil. And the last third destroys itself. One must stay out of the way once it is exposed and the counterfact is recognized and the situation is translated properly and it is lived. The spiritual fact is lived. The counterfact of the perceived evil is lived. In other words, it is demonstrated. The spiritual fact is demonstrated to be the reality. And the so-called interference of spiritual life is exposed, then the healing takes place. The one and only infinite mind, the incorporeal supreme, is what provides both the enlightenment and the spiritual nature of truth. What is true about awakening in the morning or awakening anytime? Anytime that one is being mesmerized and one is accepting the enlightenment of mind to awaken oneself to that false belief and see its nothingness, that has nothing to do with a so-called system of clocks and time and history, for everything is right now, here and now. That's the only place and time. Mr. Rawson discovered retroactive healing, where he could go back in time and have the healing effective at the moment that there was an openness to letting the truth in by whomever needed the healing. He has stated that he was able to see the effect of retroactive healing hundreds of times. It had to be a divine principle. It wasn't just luck. It wasn't a miracle, as people believed the healings of Jesus were. No, it was scientific. There was a divine principle involved. It was not luck. It was not the toss of a coin. The belief is that if one tosses a coin, there's a 50-50 chance that it will be heads or tails. Any endeavor, 50% chance, it'll be success or failure. But that's only a belief. It's a lie that is handed down from generation to generation, or has been, since the beginning of any records. But is that the truth of being? Is life a game of chance? Success a game of chance? No. Absolutely no. The outcome of the science of the Christ, which is what Jesus practiced and proved, is always a perfect outcome. It is a perfect exposure of the error, the belief, the mirage, the facade, the fake news. It's exposing it totally. And that is done only by digging down below the surface of what appears to be truth, which in fact is proven to be erroneous, proven to be a lie, proven to be unreality. If one is open to the truth, and God gives us that ability, because God is all ability, all capacity, all functionality. That's all qualities of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. So, if we're leaving the door open, and letting the truth be the only thing that we permit to enter consciousness, and we do this by filtering every single thing that comes to thought and giving it a reality check to make sure that its source is God, is the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And if one exercises the filtering operation just noted to make sure that the foundation, the source of every message that comes to thought is a God-derived angel message, and then only let those thoughts enter consciousness and accept them . Translate them to the topic at hand, live them, which means demonstrate them, and let them become our being, then that is a guaranteed path to victory. over any belief of anything unlike God. Truth includes motive, for truth is consciousness. And since God is the only substance under the office of spirit, then the motive has to be of a spiritual nature if we are letting God be our only truth, which is the real truth, not a facade, but the genuine article. And by letting the motive be the pureness of spirit, then all thought, speech, and action that proceeds from that motive, from the Christ consciousness, which is what truth is, it will be effective of keeping a pure consciousness of which there can be no penetration by anything ungodlike. In all we do, in all anyone ever does, it must be motivated by the wholeness, the completeness, the pureness of love. Impersonal, permanent, then it automatically is accompanied by the power of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. For power is a measurement of action. And the power is infinite. It is the only power there is because it is the only accomplishment there is. Power is accomplishment. Murray Baker Eddy states that the good that one does and embodies gives one the only power obtainable. And that's the only power we need, because that's the reflection of the infinite power of the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. The belief of a so-called mortal mind is recognized any time that a false suggestion tries to present itself as being real. As Mary Baker Eddy states, mind cannot be mortal. Mind is immortal. And that's the only guide for God's man, you, me, everyone. It's the only control. The real mind, that's the only power, because that's the only thing that can accomplish anything. And in mind, it is already accomplished. The only process to take place is the filtering to make sure we are letting only the facts of truth be the recognized fact. And the only translation is the translation of the consciousness of Christ. The Christ consciousness, the God consciousness, the perfect consciousness. And the only living we're doing, which means the only demonstrating we're doing, is the demonstration of the Spirit of truth. And therefore, the only being that we can be, which is the victory, is the truth of the being of the Christ consciousness. Therein are the four operators: the Word, which is recognizing the fact; the Christ, which is the translation; Christianity, which is the living, the demonstrating, the proving; and science, which is the effect of everything just mentioned, perfect life. And that perfect life comes about from being the reflection of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. God is all in all. There is nothing else. All source and all manifestation. And it's really all source includes its manifestation. God could not be God unless he was all. He being the generic man, him being just a term that means conclusively all. It doesn't mean only male characteristics. It is the total manhood and womanhood of completeness. Yes, without question, God is all in all. And God's reflection, which is man, which is you and me and everyone, knows it. Because God is the all-knowing God. And by reflection, because the only substance is spirit, which is total reflection, by reflection, each one individually knows that the only existence is the manifestation of God. Amen.